Hello, welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver. I'm very happy to sit with you. We're going to sit together today for 10 minutes. And first, however, let me just say that although normally I would send you one meditation video per month with a short talk. Because the intensity of planet Earth does not seem to be subsiding in the least, I wanted to come back to you once a week during this time of intensity and difficulty. And my plan right now is to send you a new meditation video every week through the end of the year, or at least through the election season in the United States. So the intention, of course, is to be useful and to provide a chance for us, you and me, and anyone who may be watching, to gather our minds, collect our energy, which seems to be dissipating in a thousand directions, at least speaking for myself, settle within our hearts and minds, and perhaps most important, remember that you are not alone in your wish for a good, sane, peaceful world. You are not alone. In fact, you are in the majority. And we reconnect with our worthiness and goodness and tenderness through the practice of meditation. And perhaps as important, knowing that when we meditate, we sit with others. So, as you may know, the Open Heart Project is close to 20,000 people all over the world. And no matter when you watch this video or do this meditation practice, there's bound to be somebody sitting with you. So, we are a Sangha, we are a community. And that's always important, but at times when you can feel like, what the hell's going on out there? It's even more important to know that we're with you. We're with you. So what I thought I would do is take this opportunity over the next 8 weeks, and we'll see what happens after that, to look at what is called the Eightfold Path. Which is also known as the Fourth Noble Truth. I won't throw too many numbers at you. But the Eightfold Path is, in the Buddhist world, the eight things that we can do to liberate ourselves from suffering, which places us in the ideal position to then liberate others from suffering. So it's important, obviously, to work with yourself. This is the path. This is the practice. This is what I have to work with. So how do I do that to alleviate suffering for myself and others? Well, again, in the Buddhist view, there are just eight things, again, called the Eightfold Path. And this week we'll look at the first one, and next week the next, and so on. So the first one is kind of the kicker, in a sense. It's called Right View. V-I-E-W, sometimes also translated as right understanding. And it is the first step, the ground of the path. And without this first one, the other steps may be useful, but they will not necessarily lead to liberation from suffering. So it's each of the steps is important. The first step is very important because you're not going to get on any path without taking the first step onto it. You may just be wandering around. So the first step, right view or right understanding, is also in some ways the most inscrutable, but here's what it is. So there are many paths out there, really, really good ones, a lot of good things out there, a lot of great practices, great bodies of wisdom, and so on. Yay. The Buddhist view sort of says, a lot of them can be clustered in one group, and a lot can be clustered in a second group. And the Buddhist path is not this and not that. So I'll tell you what not this and not that are. The first not is the Buddhist path does not say if you do everything right, if you follow these steps and hold the correct beliefs and attitudes, then you will not only be liberated from suffering, but you will be reunited with the ground of all being, or you will become one with the universe. That might be true. I don't know. I've never become one with the universe. But basically, the underlying part of the view that the Buddhist path says, let's not do that, let's try something else, is everything's going to be fine forever if I just can get these things right. And there is some sense that there's a, what word is the best word? A universal truth. A universal, that if I measure well in within that universal truth, I will get, the door will open for me. And I will be in bliss, let's say. So anyway, I don't know about those things personally, because literally I don't know. I've not experienced them. But here we're going to call those views eternalism. Like if only I can do this, that, or the other, I will get the reward that I seek. And I hope you will get all the rewards you seek. But Buddhism is saying, we're not going, no eternalism. Like there's a better reality somewhere and I will get to it if I follow these steps. On the other hand, there are philosophies that say this is it. There is no better place to get to because there is no other place. And when you die, not only are you not going to go here or there, it's just it. That's it. It's over. So you could enjoy life. You could screw it up. You could be a saint. It doesn't matter. Because once it's done, it's done. And that is called nihilism. Nihilism. So Buddhism is saying the right view is not neither eternalistic nor nihilistic. Well, then what? Well, so you may have heard Buddhism described as the middle way. So it's right in the middle. It's not a some of this and some of that combined. It's something else. It's something else. And knowing what that something else means that you possess right view. So in the meantime, however, what do we do? So the best thing that we can do, among other things, is see, when I sit down to do my meditation practice, I'm trying to get somewhere to a better place where there will be no suffering. Well, on one hand, that may be true. But here, the instruction is, whatever, just let go and come back to right now. On the other hand, you may sit down to practice and think, nothing's happening. This is getting nowhere. It doesn't matter. Even if it did, what can one person do? Might as well not even do this. So you notice that too. I mean, I experienced both those things. I'm not going to pretend otherwise. And you, in your practice, on the cushion or off, you say, thinking, and you let go of that. And you come back where? Right now. Right now. So right view, right understanding is neither eternalistic nor nihilistic, but somehow right down the middle. So I hope you find that useful, something interesting to contemplate. And next week, we'll look at the second step along the Eightfold Path, which is called right intention. So if you have the right view, the right understanding, it's much easier to have the right intention. And what is that intention? Stay tuned. Come back next week. Okay, let's sit. Begin your practice, please, by establishing your posture. The legs are crossed loosely in front of you if you're on the floor, or if you're in a chair, your feet are flat on the floor. The hands rest on the legs, palms down, and they're just resting. Sit up straight. And let the front body soften. The belly, the chest, the throat, the shoulders can all relax. The chin is tucked a little bit, so it is parallel with the ground. And the mouth is closed. The breath is natural in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down to a spot in front, 4 to 6 feet, or whatever is comfortable given the distance of your screen. And just let the eyes relax. Imagine they could sit back a little bit in the sockets, even, so there's no sense of reaching out through the eyes. And the crown of the head reaches up a little bit, while the sit bones reach down. Now, let your attention rest on the breath, which does not mean observe the breath. It means feel the breath. Feel the inhale and the exhale. Let your mind be as it is, meaning there's no need to stop thinking or change thinking. Thoughts will come and go on their own. You don't have to do anything about them. They will not overly distract you from your breath. Only if you notice that you've become fully absorbed in thought to the point where you have forgotten about your breath, then we want to intercede. First, just notice that. Say to yourself silently, thinking, like label that. That's thinking. Let go. Just let go. Come back to the breath and begin again, feeling this in-breath, this out-breath. So we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice. Thank you for practicing with me. Thank you for practicing together. May you be safe and well, and I'll see you next week.